Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. And today I have with me Arnold Bakes. I did it correctly. So Arnold is a worldwide traveler. I just laughed that when we met a few minutes ago and we started to talk about where he's based, and we started to talk about Romania, and he was also in Budapest in Hungary and living in different places. So I'm looking forward to this conversation because I think it's more about more than business, when we talk human to human, we talk experience to experience and the life journey. And I'm just really looking forward to hear more about you and learning about your journey because it's very interesting. And I love to speak with people, they travel. So welcome to my show.
Thank you very much. Love to be here.
Thank you. So I know if you can let us know maybe a little bit more about your background, how was your journey through the life, and how have you ended up doing what you do right now? And yeah, tell us more about you.
Well, I grew up in the Netherlands, and then I finished the university. I have a master's in law, which nobody will expect if they know me right now. It is useful, but I never worked as such. So I ended up in the corporate world, where I worked in mainly technology companies, which I worked for a company called Digital Equipment Corporation, which now nobody knows. But when I started working there in the 80s and 90s, it was the second largest IT company in the world.
Wow.
And number one was IBM. IBM still exists.
Yeah.
Digital doesn't exist anymore. It was taken over by HP. But so that is the environment in which I worked until beginning of my 40s. I was kicked out, and well, I kind of didn't mind because I worked for an airline, KLM, which was really terrible. So and since then I've been playing the entrepreneur, and that is the business side of it. But the rest of it is, I liked what you said in your intro, is that I think it's a very unhealthy thing that we make a distinction between life and work. I think it's like who I am determines the work what I do, and the work what I do determines who I am. And so it's totally connected. So since then I've been on a journey on getting to know myself,
Love
and answering the which seems like the simple question, but I think it's one of the most difficult questions in life, is who am I? And I
So
thought I was, well, my ego was still there in the corporate world. I was very successful in the corporate world. To give you an example, I managed up to 6,000 people, $1.2 billion businesses, which is
amazing.
not bad when you're in your 30s. And so it's,
It's a big responsibility.
I thought from a business perspective that I was somebody. When I got out of business, I was like, yeah, that piece I know. But let's call that the mental part. But the emotional, spiritual, physical, environmental, social part, I knew nothing. So I realized that, wow, there's a whole world outside of the corporate world, the business world, which I had no clue existed. And I didn't know what it was, but being very curious, I wanted to discover, and I want to experience. I'm like, what is that? And how is that? And how does that work? And what is it? Yeah. And well, that has become kind of an obsession. And well, that has brought me here. And your last question was, what are you doing now? So my focus is on brain fitness. I'm introducing brain fitness to the world. Because just like body fitness, I think it's essential that we keep our brain fit. So that's a new concept which I'm introducing, which suits me very, very well in hindsight. In hindsight, I can tell you how I got there and why am I working on mental and emotional health and everything around that. But while I was on my journey, I had no clue that I would end up like here.
Yeah, and I love that. And you know, there are a few things I love what you mentioned. It's all about journey. Like when we think we are something, because we are something, we're building up our life in one space, and then when we change, we are, you know, leaving the job, or we are kicked out, or we decide to leave, we are losing our identity, right? Like we don't know like who we are anymore. And you mentioned that you were exploring who you are, right? Like what is happening outside of the job description? What is happening outside of my position? And I think a lot of people going through actually crisis in a, especially in a later age, when people work 30, 40 years for the same company, or they building their own business for 30, 40, 50 years. And after that, they want to move away from the business. There is a big crisis because it's losing the identity, because the work, as you mentioned, you know, determine who we are and other way around. So we are really, you know, attached to our work, because it's the results we produced and they become our identity. And so I will be curious, how did you find yourself out or find yourself again? Because you had to go on the discovery journey. And I love that one thing that you said, you were curious. And I think curiosity is a massive thing, right? Like we need to be curious to be able to get out of it and explore. But how did you start a journey? How, like, it has to be really hard. That's the first thing. Like, I'm sure it's very hard. So what beliefs you needed to overcome? You know, what was that was coming out when you were changing? Because that change is really a big crisis for a lot of people. So I will be curious to know more about that.
Yes and no. The curiosity part for me is really fun. Is like, oh, I'm going to figure out this. And how does that? Oh, I'm going to do a workshop here and a training there. I'm going to buy this book. And you see, all of that stuff is really fun. Huh? And I haven't lost that. If anything, it's getting more. It's like, yeah, it's like I'm exploring new areas right now. So I think that is an attitude which you need to have. And you have to be comfortable in being uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And I want to add something, Alex, about what you mentioned about identity. Yes. They're in our society, because you might lose your job and might be on your own initiative or the boss, it doesn't matter. But when you're out, you realize that your identity is related to a young. Imagine you're going to a party or a meeting somewhere else or a network meeting. It's like always like you meet another person, is like, hi, I'm Arnold. What do you do?
Yeah, I know. I agree. And that's why I stopped going to networking, because everybody's asking you straight away, what do you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. It's always a question.
And if you say, hi, I'm Arnold, I'm an account manager with Bank XYZ, then everything's fine. Yeah? Which already says a lot, because it means that who you are is attached to what you do. And those things are not the same.
Mm.
At the same time, in the beginning, you feel like, ooh, I'm Arnold, and I have no job.
Yeah, it's almost like who is going to be talking to you if you say you don't have a job, right?
Yeah, or I tried many different things. Like, I'm Arnold, I'm a generalist. What's that? Yeah, it's like, so I start explaining. So even if you give a label, the labels got to fit the pattern in which they're used to work.
Yeah.
So that says something about me, and it says something about society, that we label ourselves to fit in a box, and the box got to be a well-known box.
Yes. That's the scary thing. But how do you, okay, so you are not in the box, I can tell, right? So You're studying, brain, and you're creating totally different business. You were in the tech, you were in a corporate. Now you're working in different industry, basically, totally different area. So you had to study, you had to learn new things, and also explore it, how that works in business, right? So it's amazing. So I feel like what box you are in, like what if you don't fit in? What if you're not fit in? So how? Because I have a brain.
Well, actually, my main training is called From Fitting In to Flying Out.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. It's absolutely amazing. Just the transformation of, I'm always talking about it, like, don't try to fit in, because if you try to fit in, you will never use your genius. You will never use your power, your purpose, because you try to fit into something. So I love it.
Exactly,
So tell
exactly.
me,
And
what is it?
that is my program, my main program about is to help you make that shift. And to answer your first part of your question, I think it's essential, because most of the work, and this has been going on for a long time, has become standardized. I can still remember, I'm not the youngest anymore, is that I think it already started in the 80s, but certainly in the 90s, where they came up with standard job descriptions. Yeah.
Yes.
You are a sales rep one. No, you don't qualify for sales rep two because you cannot do this and this yet. Yeah. Or you are administrator three and you need to do this, and then you can become an administrator manager or whatever. Yeah. So everything became standardized.
Yeah.
I already saw then that because it has become standardized, it really becomes really easy to automate. And people didn't realize that, but that's happening now. If you look at what's happening now with AI, there, and I've been researching this quite deeply, is that AI is going to replace most of the jobs. They say now it's only entry level, but it's close to 10, 20%, but they're a bit reluctant, but I think most jobs will be replaced by AI, and it's already happening. It's not something in the future, and it's happening as we speak
Yeah,
now.
it is. Yeah, that's true.
And why is that? Because we humans have become robots. We are already the robots. Why? Because we do exactly what we're told. Nothing more, nothing less, and we don't think, we just execute and we do these things. So
Yeah.
the fitting in where you think you are, well, conforming and you're exactly doing what your boss, which you thought will bring you a career and a life, is now the same approach which make that within the next few years, it's very likely that you're going to lose your job. So that is extremely sad, because even though you follow the narrative,
Yeah.
the narrative is not true anymore. It
Yeah.
was never true, by the way, but not in that sense, but it's like
It was
it's going
slower.
to be
Yeah.
replaced.
It was changing slower, and I was speeding up. So the change becomes really fast. I think that's what is the big change, right? Like the technology, basically we experiencing the change, what usually change in 5 to 10 years, the change happens in 1 month. So I think that's the really big speed on the change and transformation and automations and all this technology. So I agree, and also I believe that's one part of things that we became robots, is because we kind of, we program our brain from the childhood. We became robots because we're living in subconscious or unconscious mind. So what do you think, like, what is the major thing that people maybe need right now? Because we know how brain operates. I'm sure that you have so much research done and so much study done in that space, because it's your work. So what is that we need to do to not even like straight away jump and stand out and don't fit in the box, but slowly working on, trying to find out who we are, when I'm asking, who am I? So how do I find out? How do I find out my skills, my strengths? How do I find out what is best for me? What do you have any process in that space?
Yes, that is what my whole training is about. Yeah, the training from fitting into flying out. which is a 15-week training. Yeah, so but one session of 90 minutes each week, and then in the meantime you do your homework. Yeah, so that's what it's all about. But to give you a flavor, before that, to get started with that process, I have three starting points. Number one is it's not your fault. That is very important because people feel, and especially when you lose your job, there's a stigma. There's people who react. Like, yeah, so your whole environment, maybe even your spouse, everything else in your environment is, ooh, something went wrong. You lost your job. You did something wrong. I want to emphasize, you did nothing wrong. It's not your fault. Number two, I'm gonna say, nuke the narrative and write your own story. What do I mean by nuke the narrative? And I know it sounds strong and that's well intended, because the narrative told you, and you already mentioned it, like from the moment we're born, we're being conditioned by our parents, by our teachers, by our bosses, maybe even by our spouses. But everything in our mind is do this, do this, do this, do this, and then everything will be okay. I literally mean everything. But why do I lose my job now then?
Yeah, you said that
Yeah.
everything
Nobody told me that I'm 35 and I was a marketing specialist and now an AI is doing my marketing work. Where did I go wrong? I followed all the programs, I followed all the rules, I did everything.
will be okay. Yeah.
I can tell you, well, we can go there if you want, but it's like just about any topic in life, the narrative is wrong and the narrative is incorrect. That's why I say write your own story. Don't depend on the narrative which your government, your politicians, your doctors, your bosses, your companies, what they're going to tell you, write your own story.
Yeah, it's almost like people, yeah, that's that blindness, right? So I go to doctor tells me, and now it's happening a lot, tells me I need surgery, and I trust him and I go for surgery. I'm destroying my body, I'm straight away going under the knife because one doctor said so, right? And I met so many people that have experiences that this happens, for example, and after that they investigate with other two free doctors, right? Like they ask three, four, five specialists. And they realize they don't need surgery, for example. So I think how blindly we are trusting, to everyone else, but not ourselves. And we so many times we have that intuition, right? Like we know that maybe that's wrong, but we don't trust ourselves. We rather trust people that we don't even know. For me, that's like a big living in a, like basically being blind.
Yeah, that is called the authority bias. Yeah? And especially when you wear a white coat, yeah?
Yeah.
Or a uniform. My father was in the military, yeah? Or like a police agent or a judge with the black gown and everything. Yeah, so we're taught is like these guys know, and you got to listen to these guys. Mostly they're guys. It's like that is what we're taught from the young baby. It's like, I'm your parent. Why do I need to do that? Because I say so.
Yeah. Yeah, we learned that natural respect, and we don't even question that. I know.
Yeah,
That's.
so that has been programmed into us from the moment we're born. So that's why I say it's not your fault. It's like literally, the moment you open your eyes, whatever, that's the way you're being programmed. And that has a huge impact on people. It took me a long, long time, I admit, to get rid of that.
I don't think even we can get rid of it because it's an ongoing journey of life, right? Because I think I'm out of it and I'm still finding myself a week later. Oh my gosh, like I believed in this. And I just, we have this automatic response that we don't even realize. And we're going through the life every day. And even us, working in this space, like being, around mind and brain and understanding and trying to learn more, we learn every day. But still, even though we are so deep in the work, we still found those things that we just respond automatically. It's like, oh, that was just reaction because I used to do it. And I put, the water in the same glass because I used to do it. Why I don't put it in different glass? So we don't even disrupt the mind just because we can. We just do the same thing all over again. It's crazy.
Yes, and that's why when people respond as I have a 15-week training program, oh, it's a lot and oh, so much time. But it's like, hey, this is 15 weeks with just one session each week, but you were programmed for the last 15 years.
Or 40.
Yeah. Yes, I say, suppose you just finished your study or your university, whatever. Like, so that's 15 years of growing, and I'm doing this. So, and yeah, it's totally right. Whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, it doesn't matter. It is the same programming on every level. It's like, this is healthy, and you should eat this, and take the jab, and do all these things. It's like, no, that's why I say, unfortunately, most of that stuff is not true. So, that is the journey to uncondition from that and replace it with what you want, what you think is right, what you think you should be doing. And that's indeed is an ongoing journey, but that makes it fun, makes it interesting, whatever. If I would know that, suppose I got some 20 years to live, if I know everything I was going to work out, then I mean, it would be totally boring.
So what is the, because this is such a big topic, I think this is something that, the brain and how we are conditioned, we can talk about just that for days and days and weeks. But I will be curious. So when people, you said the first kind of step is, to understand that it's not your fault. So kind of, release and relax in that. Don't punish yourself. Don't have negative self-talk because that's not going to help you. And then it's kind of understanding is the program. So starting to look at that, like who am I? So what is the another kind of step? Because you mentioned there are three things. So now I'm trying
Well,
to.
number three is live from the inside out instead of the outside in.
Love it. You're speaking my words. I love that. So yeah, tell me more your kind of description of that. Because I see always like, start with yourself. And don't start with, oh, I don't have money, so I can't do this. I don't have time, so I can't do this. I'm engineer, so I can't go to job, and do wait staff job. So it's the like environment and everything what happened in our life is influencing who we are, right? So that's how that's my own like take on what you said, but I would like to hear yours.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But what it means is that the big shift, which I and many of my clients, by the way, I'm coaching people for more than 50 years now. It's this year, my 50th year that I'm coaching people. So I have a little bit of experience.
Congratulations, that's amazing.
Everybody is struggling with that, is that because of that conditioning, all of our perspective, all of our focus is on the outside world. First, it was on your parents. What do they say? Yeah. My father was extremely authoritarian. I was afraid of him, even literally until he died. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, would it be okay? Yeah. Then you go to him. Oh, the teacher. Oh, the teacher is angry at me. Oh, yeah. Then your boss, then everything. So we're totally focused on how the outside world views us. That is what I call outside in. And that's where we are related. It's like, oh, I must not say this because then he becomes angry. Or I must do this, then I will be okay. If I do what I really want, then don't. So you're constantly adapting to what other people want you to do. To make the shift to inside out is like, hey, I understand what other people want from me, but what do I want myself? In the beginning, it's like it's totally blank. I can recall it was my first coach, which when I just came out of the corporate world, and so I was figuring it all out. And like I said, I was pretty successful in the corporate world. And he was asking, Arnold, what do you want? Well, I want to be a general manager because I hate bosses. I don't want any bosses anymore. I want to be the big boss. Otherwise, I'm not going to do. And I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I don't want that. Yeah?
Everybody knows what they don't want, right?
Exactly. That's the point. Yeah. Then he said, Arnold, I understand what you don't want, but what do you want?
And that's the hard one because so many people say, I don't really
I
know.
really want, you can notice I'm mostly not lost for words. I was really like, what? What do you want, Arnold? I was the beginning of my 40s. It was the first time in my life ever that someone had asked me that question.
And how sad, right? In 40s, we start to think about what we really truly want.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And I've been, because then I think, well, it's my fault. It's like, well, I'm a bit stupid. But like, I applied it to many of my clients. I do the same exercise and they all have the same problem.
Wow.
And it's indeed, it sometimes makes me cry. It's like, why don't we ask that when people are young, when they're 8 years old, 10 years old, 15-year-olds, whatever, is that you slowly get into training to at least ask yourself that question.
I think it's changing a lot when you look at young generation. I think that's why there is a lot of influence of that misunderstanding or not understanding. When people say, "Oh, Generation Z," or millennials, like all these generation younger generations are very different. And I value that because they actually know what they want so many times. And they also follow that in their work environment. They actually say, I don't want to work 3 days a week. I want to, work 2 days a week, or I want to do 2, 3 days from home. And they actually express what they want. So that's what we didn't get, I think, because of the, parenting, schooling, and all the generation. I'm 47, so I was kind of, like my parents were in communism. So we were growing up somewhere where we couldn't even travel, right? Like we couldn't go outside of the box. We couldn't go outside of the small country that has 5 million people, right? So it's super crazy when you think about that. And it's so different how people perceive the world now. And I love that it's changing. I hope it's going to change because as older generations, we still have that, like how can I stand out? How can I be better? And this is for everyone who is probably asking that question. Actually, do I really know what I want? What Arnold mentioned. So guys, if you are listening and you're asking question and you don't know answer for that, I think Arnold will be the person to talk to for sure, to trying to help you to find out who you are. But I will be curious before you go. So what will be the kind of wisdom and or last few words that you want to leave the audience with? So we want to be sure that they remember that, and also tell us more about where they can find you, how best they can connect with you, and maybe if you will give me the links to your website or to your program so people can actually contact you.
Yes, I would like to leave them with a couple of things. Number one is live your own life. That might sound simple, but that is actually the thing what we've been talking about the past 30 minutes.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And it's so big. Like that small, simple sentence is so big because we truly don't live our life. So
No, we live the life of someone else.
yeah, I
That's
love
what I
that.
call fitting in. Fitting in is living someone else's life flying out is living your own life.
Yes.
Yeah. So
So
number one, live your own life. Number two, learn continuously. Number three, love yourself unconditionally.
That's the big one. I was going to say, because there is one thing that we always laugh at. We never give pills when we are sick to ourselves, right? Like we forget, and we always give pills to even our dogs, right? Everything on time. We take care of everyone else, but we never really take care of ourselves. So that's a great.
No, that is what. But I say is the it's very. It sounds simple, but it's the most difficult thing.
Yeah.
Because there's this inner voice, and it's called the inner critic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're extremely critical of ourselves in anything.
Yes. Yeah.
I would like is it, and it's a process. It's not something which happens like this because, yeah, how old you are, that's how long you have been feeding the critic.
Yes.
You need to move from an inner critic to an inner cheerleader. Because if you're going to fly out, you're going to show who you are and where we really are. Yeah. And you have to be comfortable with that.
Absolutely. Perfect.
So your question is also, where can people find me? It's quite simple. My website is called braingym.fitness. Braingym.fitness. There I can find my training program for fitting into flying out. And I also have a couple of videos around specific topics which encompass a certain workshop where you can learn about relationship, your uniqueness, emotions, so learning, curiosity. Those are all parts of the master classes. And if you still have a question or you don't know, there's a booking where you can have a meeting with me and we can chat what's best for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Arnold. That was great, and I love the conversation. I love the topic. I honestly, this is my favorite part of the day when I can talk about our conditioning and how important it is. And I'm really grateful that you share some beautiful wisdom with us. And I hope that everyone who is listening is taking away some amazing nuggets, especially, you know, loving yourself and being kind to yourself and understanding that we are conditioned, so not following the blind or don't be blind, you know, and following others, but really start to listen to yourself and start to learn, you know, what is inside you, who you are, and who you can become. So follow your dreams. And if you want to connect with Arnold, I will share everything in the description of the podcast. So we will find his website and connection and links. So please just take it easier. That's the easiest way to do that. So thank you so much, and I wish you a beautiful day, and I hope I will reconnect with you again. Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you.